Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Now let us begin part 3 with question number 41. Questions number 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. The annual sales convention is in Boston in a week, isn't it?
Yes, but they cut it from the usual 4 days to just 3 days this year. I think the reason is because there are less sales companies that are invited this year.
No, I think they must be trying to save money, because I remember last year how they had about the same number of companies at the convention, but it was 4 days. I think they get to save about $3,000 if they shorten it by 1 day.
Wow, how do you know all this? You are so smart.
Number 41. How long is the sales convention this year? Number 42. What did the woman think the reason was for the shortened period for the convention this year? Number 43. What is the actual reason for the shortened period for the convention this year? Questions number 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have any lightweight jackets? I don't prefer any brands. It just has to be light and nice.
Oh, all right. Some new stock just came in. Why don't you take a look at them? They are on the rack over there.
Thanks. With this warmer weather, my winter coat is too hot. Hey, I like that. How much is that? That's just what I want.
Yes, that's one of our new stock. That's $80.
Number 44. What does the woman want to buy? Number 45. What kind of jacket does the woman want to buy? Number 46. Why does she want a new jacket?
Questions number 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I finally decided to go to Spain for my vacation after all. My parents strongly recommended Spain, where they actually went for their honeymoon.
I see. But I thought you said the tickets were too expensive.
They were. But this is my only vacation for the year, and I want to get the most out of it. I hope that the weather will be good.
I so wish I could go with you. You know that? Number 47. Why has the woman decided to go to Spain? Number 48. Why is she willing to pay for the expensive ticket? Number 49. What can you tell about the man? Questions number 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Hi, it's nice to meet you, Maria. I'm Jim Hunter. I'm from the FBI, and I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Oh, all right. Sure. Come on in. Would you like some tea, Mr. Hunter?
No, thank you. So, here's my first question for you. Where were you last night between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m.? Your boyfriend was found dead this morning on the 3rd Street of New York City.
Oh, my gosh! No way! That cannot be true! I saw him yesterday!
Number 50. What does Maria learn about the man? Number 51. What is the man asking the woman? Number 52. What happened to her boyfriend?
Questions number 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Why are sales so slow recently? Do you think we need some more salespeople?
I think a workshop on more aggressive sales strategies might help. When Danny used to work with us, he would always open up a workshop where we can share our ideas and come up with more efficient sales strategies.
Yeah, that's true. All right then. Although Danny isn't with us anymore, why don't we try to do it ourselves?
That's something I love to hear from you.
Number 53. How does the man suggest the company will improve its sales? Number 54. What do you know about Danny? Number 55. What will the speakers probably do?
Questions number 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I am starting to work on a new painting tomorrow, so until I finish, don't expect to see me.
But aren't you planning any shows for next month? You know, my wife said your last show was one of the most amazing shows she has ever seen in her life, and that's the same for me.
Well, thank you, but I still need to come up with more creative ways to draw. And yes, I do have one at the Forest Gallery starting at the end of next week.
Well, we will definitely be there. Number 56. When will the artist's show start? Number 57. How did the man and his wife like the artist's last show? Number 58. What will the artist probably do until next week? Questions number 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Western. This is Janet Robertson from the Life Care Medical Center. I'm calling to confirm your appointment for tomorrow.
Oh, I'm glad you called. I have been losing my memory lately. When am I supposed to come in?
At 3:30, and you'll be seeing Dr. Singer. Do you remember why you're seeing Dr. Singer, Mr. Western?
I am sorry. I just can't remember why I am seeing him tomorrow. I do remember that he doesn't have much hair, though.
Number 59. Why is the woman calling? Number 60. What is the man struggling with lately? Number 61. What will the woman probably tell the man next?
Questions number 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. Are you going to the company picnic this week?
No, not this week. I'll be in Chicago from Wednesday to Friday for a conference held there with a theme of Find the Purpose of Your Life. I hear some great things about it.
Oh, don't you worry. It's not until next Monday. You'll be back in time. How did you hear about this conference?
My brother went last year, and he came back completely changed. You know how he used to grumble about everything? I haven't heard a word from his mouth that is negative. Number 62. When will the woman return from Chicago? Number 63. Why is she going to Chicago? Number 64. What did the woman say about this conference?
Questions number 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation. Excuse me, can you see that postage chart over there? Man, I guess I have to get a pair of glasses soon.
Sure, I can see it from here. You needed to send your package, right? What are you sending, sir?
It's a book, about 200 grams. I'm sending it to my grandson, who is now 4 years old. My father used to read this to me when I was young. I want my grandson to read it too. It's a great story.
Wow, he is so lucky to have a grandfather like you.
Number 65. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 66. What can you tell about the man? Number 67. Why is the grandson lucky? Questions number 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Why is our monthly conference call moved up to 7:30 a.m.? Man, it's so early in the morning. Don't they sleep?
It's early so people from the German office can join in to discuss the September results.
Oh, all right. Well, they better give us breakfast. I hate working in the morning, and especially without some food in my stomach.
They will for sure. They did last time, remember?
Number 68. How often do the conference calls take place? Number 69. What is the woman complaining about? Number 70. What does the woman want before the conference call?